Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with our mid-morning look at the marketplace. This is Illinois Public Media. On our way to 85 degrees under sunny skies tonight, or rather today, and then mostly clear this evening, a low of 60. In Chicago at the CME Group at this hour, futures in the wheat pit are trading a bit lower. The nearby contract down a penny and three quarters at 6:30 and three quarters for the soft red. Hard red at 7:29 and a quarter down 1 1/4. Both of those, of course, in the July contract. July corn at $4.68 and a quarter down a penny in the quarter. December there at $4.61 and a quarter, 1 3/4 lower. The March at $4.70 and three quarters down 1 3/4. July of next year at $4.83 and a quarter, penny and a half lower. July beans at $14.99 and a half, down a half. The November at $12.40 down 4 1/4. And January beans at $12.46 down 4 cents. July of next year, $12.54 and three quarters down 2 3/4. Meal is up a buck. Oil is down 40 cents. Live cattle in the June are down 15 at $137.87 and a half. August at $138.95, down 22 1/2, and August feeders at $197 even are nickel lower. June lean hogs at $113.25 per 100 pounds, down $1.27 1/2. On the phone line this morning to take a look at the numbers, make some sense of those, give us a bit of analysis, is Mike Zuzlow. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael.
Happy Friday, Todd.
Hey, thank God it is Friday. It's a great day. Looks like a fantastic weekend, too. Got big plans?
No, not really. Probably going to get the research paper that I've been promising for a couple weeks out to clients, finally. So the planning progress out here has kind of moved up a little bit, and I think they're trying to get a little bit more done in hopes that we're going to get some rains later this weekend. So not probably a lot to get done out here, you know, in the weekend if the weather turns a little bit rainy, Todd.
Yeah, need the rain there, and then further to the west of you, maybe we can take off with wheat. There has been a little bit of rainfall. It can be helpful to a wheat crop that hasn't quite made it to harvest ready yet, but it's getting pretty close, I would think.
Yeah, in fact, Texas is harvesting. Talking about maybe as much as 10% done in Texas this morning based upon some of the commentary on the news wires. And with that has come some early yield reports, not getting much press, not nearly as much press as the improved wheat yields versus last year in southern Illinois in the soft red crop. But what I'm seeing in the basis patterns for the wheat right now would suggest that the hard red crop is indeed a little bit problematic. Some Oklahoma commercials have posted new crop bids 20 over the July and old crop 40 cents over the July. And that's kind of surprising given that we're going into harvest. And so this, I think, has reactivated that hard red, soft red spread today in the market. And then you can kind of see that trade in the futures price.
How will it roll out into the corn at all?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, I think the basis, you know, it seems like this time period right now, Todd, is a lot like it was maybe right before the end of the year and late last fall, in that the futures market was going down, led by kind of a rotation out of commodities and into equities. And then you also had the situation where there was all benign weather and ample supply in the minds and the psychology of the trade. But you saw the cash market turn first and the spreads turn first, and that was an indication that the demand was very, very strong and that the trade probably needed to reevaluate if there were any supply surprises or any kind of geopolitical surprises in the market. I kind of feel like we're in that exact type mindset as we get into June. So we're starting to see the corn basis come around in Decatur. We're starting to see it come around in Cedar Rapids as well. And we're seeing the ethanol, you know, weekly numbers continue to perform nicely, and profitability in ethanol stay very good.
So you're telling me that both planting progress, which has moved along finally and caught up, with the exception maybe of a few spots in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and then the movement of funds out of the commodity markets and back into other stocks and bonds and such, all coincided, which put pressure on the marketplace, has waned, and now we may be bottoming?
Exactamento. I think the bear has remained in control, and the seasonals in the wheat look a lot like they did in 2010. And, you know, I'm going to say the feed grains look a lot like they did in 2010. Soybeans looks like it's kind of taking a different path, maybe going higher starting next week in similar fashion that we did back last year in 2013. But as far as the 2010 pattern for wheat, we made a low in the second week of June, and that seemed to put a nice low in place. And I guess I'm in a holding pattern right now with the hedgers, waiting to lift out of some of my corn hedges, waiting to buy livestock feed for the corn side, and looking at the idea that the hard red wheat yields will not be there like the trade's expecting. Soft red yields won't compensate for that like they did last year, and the Ukraine-Russian story is far from writing the final chapter in the end.
So for corn, you're thinking, what, another 3 or 4 weeks, maybe drifting sideways to lower? Is that what your thought process is then?
Yeah, roughly. I'd say 2 to 3 would be, I would say you'd be on the long end of the seasonal, especially in the wheat market after 3 weeks, and so that would put the corn probably 3 weeks at the top end as well.
All right, and then once we're there, what are the signals you're watching for?
Well, I think the biggest signal is the technical still. I think the other big signal will be the dollar. One of the things that, you know, we touched on was this rolling out of commodities like last year and into the financial assets and the equities. That was stimulated by the deflationary bias coming back into the market. The dollar rallied, the gold sank, and if you look at the charts right now, the dollar and the gold are both testing, in the case of gold, support levels since early February at $12.50 an ounce. Dollars testing resistance levels at the early February time frame. What I would not want to see is that trend change, i.e. the dollar continues to go up and the gold continues to go down, because that would turn the macro side into being more important and influencing the grains, maybe more than even the USDA report at the end of next month. So that's that risk on, risk off trade, still very much an issue. So far it's been subdued.
Anything on the global side for fundamentals in the grains and oil seeds that you have been watching?
Yeah, I mean, I think the meal market is still very much alive and kicking. The cash meal's not breaking because we're not getting enough from South America. That story is still being played out fundamentally. I think probably the biggest surprise to me this week coming back from the holiday was the situation in the Ukraine being taken as so calm and things going so smoothly, especially given that the Volga region of Russia is facing some really critical weather right now with their wheat crop, and it doesn't look very good the first couple weeks of June for a conducive wheat fill and a nice harvest there. And that's going to be about 15% to 20% of your wheat crop in the Russian Federation. So I think these two things maybe will play more of a role in, from a global standpoint, next week when we come back.
What's top of your mind for livestock this morning?
Well, I think you've got this market still in a mindset of correcting in the hogs, but the feeder cattle are suggesting that the market in the hogs and the choice beef prices, the box beef prices for the fat cattle, are suggesting also that the hog low is probably coming here in the next week to 10 days. And I say that seasonally as well, because as you get into June, you start talking about July 4th, and it sure seems to me that the chicken and the pork are going to be much more competitive than the beef at this stage, especially with this run-up in the box beef and the fact that the select box beef is getting to within only $10 of the choice. So there's not a lot of substitution in the beef complex at the retail sector. So I'm looking at maybe a hog low here in the next 10 days.
And so you're thinking the double top on the weekly chart in the July contract is made to be broken then?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be all the, I don't know if we're going to go all the way back up there. I think that is going to be dependent upon the demand side and the export side, Todd, and also the reoccurrence of PED virus. I think a retracement, like a 50% retracement from the, you know, say the 112, 110 level in the June or the 115 level in the July, you know, maybe a 50% retracement from that low from the earlier highs that we made.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
Yep. We'll talk with you again this afternoon. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas, joins us on this Friday morning edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's take a quick look at the numbers as they're trading. Lots of red there in Chicago. Corn pit down 0.75 to a penny. Bean futures are up 0.25 in the July, but everything else is down 1 to 2 cents for the day. Wheat futures are off 1.5 cents, and the livestock is trading down about 15 to 35 cents, and The live cattle, the feeder cattle down 10 to 40 cents, and hogs are down $1.50 to down 80 cents. The weather forecast shows us for the Urbana-Champaign area. Sunny skies today on our way to 85 degrees and clear this evening with a low of 40 degrees. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.